Our Tesco competition continues apace. We ask you to answer 7 questions. If you get one question right, you get €200 worth of vouchers from Tesco, which is pretty handy. It's a food, glorious food quiz. Let's call it that for now and say good morning to Annabelle Walsh. Hello, Annabelle.
Fine. Hi. How are you?
How are you doing over there?
I'm really good. Thanks to you. I think the whole country's so excited. Thanks to you. Everybody's waiting for tomorrow.
Annabelle, I can't handle this pressure. It's too much.
Oh, but you're brilliant, Ryan. You're brilliant.
What are you doing in Kilkenny? Are you working? Are you studying? Or
I'm trying to get an assignment finished at Stuart before tomorrow night, but I'm getting there. I'm like 3/4 way.
What are you studying?
Social care. I want to be a social worker.
Oh, good on you. What a lovely aspiration to have. And where are you studying?
In Waterford, inside in WIT.
And are you in there, or it's all remote, or what's happening these days?
In there a nice little bit this year, and in January I've got placement, so really looking forward to that.
Oh, good. Okay, and are you enjoying the whole experience, or is it hard work, or what's the vibe?
It is, but I'm loving it because I want to do it, so yeah. It's really cool.
Why did you want to go into social care? I mean, I don't want to kind of patronise it by saying it's a vocation, but what is it? What attracted you to it?
I like the idea of just working with disadvantaged kids. Okay. And making sure they're looked after and just giving them, you know, I have a really good home life, thank God. We have a big family and mm-hmm. we're close. We lost my dad 3 years ago, we're so close and we have a big family, we're all doing fine and we're just trying to keep, you know, best side out. So I'd like to continue that on.
So you're living at home, in the family home?
Yeah, I'm living with mom and 2 younger sisters, my older sister, and I have 2 older brothers, but they're not at home. But they're all coming back for tomorrow night.
Oh, are you all gathering tomorrow night for the show?
Oh, yeah. Nieces, nephews, everybody.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. And any grandparents knocking around? Or?
My granddad is living with us.
He's there too. You have a busy house, Annabelle.
Very busy. Couple of dogs thrown in and a cat.
Oh my God.
But mom's great. And I'm in the car because she's hoovering inside and getting sorted. And I don't want her to know this.
No. So this is a bit of a surprise. Can I ask you, how old was your dad when he passed away?
53.
That's very young.
I know. And it wasn't expected. He was sick, but he was getting better. And then he just didn't. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's terribly young for you all. You were obviously all very little and... Not even that little, but just a horrible story for you.
Yeah, because he was brilliant. He's like yourself, Ryan, very up and going and kept everyone happy. And so that's why we're doing it for him.
Okay. And how's your mum doing? Is she okay?
She's brilliant. Obviously, it's harder this time of year, but she's great.
Because, you know, I often say this time of year that this season can put a magnifying glass on things and make them... make good things seem much better and make bad things seem much worse.
That's so true, isn't it? We have something in our course, like a saying that's something like that. I can't remember exactly what it goes like that.
But you know what? You describe a really lovely family dynamic there. It sounds like you all, it's very loving and it's very thoughtful and it's a bit of fun too.
Exactly. We are. Yeah, thank God. That's the way it is.
So your mum is hoovering like the house slave basically in there now. Working away to make the house tidy for all her family tomorrow night.
Exactly, and she's working as well. She looks after carer, like she looks after elderly people. So I think she's working this afternoon.
Wouldn't this be nice to try and head towards €1,400 worth of vouchers from Tesco to buy all the food and the drink and the decorations and everything you might need for the next month?
Exactly, because she always cooks for everybody.
Does she?
Mum's the cook. Yeah, she does.
What's her name?
All help, but it's Eileen.
Oh, she's amazing. Eileen.
She's wonderful. Super.
Okay. Yeah. I've got some questions I need you to answer. If you're stuck, I'm going to help you, okay?
Oh, please do, Ryan.
The first question, if you get it right, you win €200 vouchers from Tesco. You ready?
Okay, I'll try.
The blah is a doughy white bread bun associated with what county in Ireland?
Oh, I have them some days at lunch in college. It's Waterford.
I couldn't have asked. You're studying in the heart of the nation. You're in there now. Here's a little clip from a movie, okay? Just tell me, in what movie does this iconic clip featuring the gingerbread man come from?
You're a monster. Eat me.
Tell me, or I'll...
No, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop buttons.
All right, then. Who Who's hiding them?
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man.
Well, you know this, Annabelle.
Christmas Carol, no?
I didn't hear that. There's a big green ogre in it and Princess Fiona.
Oh, Shrek.
Yes!
Shrek.
Fiona, what's the matter with you? It's Shrek, 100% correct. And you're doing great. Are you ready for another one?
Mm-hmm.
You've just got €400 worth of Tesco vouchers.
I mean,
Eileen won't hear this over the Hoover, but it's good news coming her way. According to the Tesco Christmas Report 2021, which vegetable continues to divide the nation? Is it potatoes? Is it carrots? Or is it Brussels sprouts?
Brussels, I'd say.
Correct answer. Here's another clip for you. Ready?
Uh-huh.
This fruit is often said to prevent the need for medical treatment if consumed daily.
An apple a day?
Yeah, I don't even need to play the clip. An apple a day is correct. This is great. So 2, 4, 6. You're on €800.
Oh, my God.
This is good news.
Oh.
This one for 1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. What would you be eating if you were having crew beans for dinner?
Pig's toes.
Yes! I wouldn't have got that, actually, in my innocence and ignorance.
Oh, God. My dad used to eat that with cabbage and turnips. Yuck. Yeah.
I mean, what a coincidence that is, that was something your dad would eat. Did you all roar laughing at him and say you're disgusting?
He used to hold him up and shake him to run.
Oh, come on. Oh, he was. Yeah. Okay, so you're right. Your dad was a messer, right?
Yeah, okay. Big time.
I like his style. Yeah. I like his style. Here's another clip for you now.
I really love
this.
Well,
stop. No, get back. Who is this celebrity chef who I just mentioned by accident with this restaurant in Black Lion, County Cavan, and it's always booked up?
I really love this creamy chicken
Nevin.
Korma.
Nevin doesn't even need a second name. He's like Gaga.
Oh, he's great.
Okay, let's keep going. He is great. Lovely fella too. You now have €1,200 worth of vouchers from Tesco.
Oh, I can't cope. Oh, God.
Can't cope, will cope. Annabelle Walsh, you're doing great. I have one more question for you. You get this right, the €1,400 in Tesco vouchers are all yours.
Oh, my God.
Think of the amount of pig's trotters you can buy. Think.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we are. Here are four young lads hoping someday to make it big. Don't see it myself. Where are they taking a trip to in this frankly mediocre song? How dare you.
Nothing is real.
How dare you.
Strawberry Fields.
Oh, you're brilliant, Annabelle. Congratulations. You've just won €1,400. Yes. Yes.
I had to do that.
Now just get your assignment in. Get your PJs on. Get Grandad. Toy show. It's
everything.
It's all right. Happening. You're a worthy winner. I like you, Annabelle. Congratulations.
So much love to you for tomorrow.
Same
we'll
to
be
you.
Watching.
Well, listen, I'll be thinking about you and the whole family around the TV. So have fun getting there. Enjoy spending your vouchers. Good luck with your assignment and we'll see you soon.
What a hero. Yeah. Thank you so much.